How do I dare hope to teach this child, Helen, when I've never taught a child who can see and hear? I've only just graduated from Perkins Institution for the Blind myself. Worse, it's not simply that Helen can't hear words or see signs. She lost her sight and hearing as a baby, before she learned language. The very notion that words exist, that objects have names, has never occurred to her. It's up to me to show her that communication between people exists at all. My mind wobbles at the thought of it. At least I know the task isn't impossible. Perkins's famous Dr. Howe taught my own cottage mate, Laura Bridgman, to communicate half a century ago, and she's both deaf and blind. Even so, I'm afraid. After years of being blind myself, I can understand a mind without pictures, but I can hardly comprehend a mind without words. Words, songs, stories. They were the things I craved most before my sight was restored. For words explained the things my eyes couldn't show me. When I was blind, words were as vital as breath. Closing my eyes, I try to form a wordless thought with the few tools Helen can use. Shape, size, texture, scent, and taste. Without much trouble, I conjure up a mind feeling for an apple. Round, firm, and smooth, with a soapy sweet scent that fills my mouth. But I have to fight to keep the words from my thoughts. My mind aches to say, apple. As that wordless apple feeling hovers in my head, it's like holding my breath to keep my brain from reminding me, no words, no words, only sensations. No matter how I try, I can't silence that voice in my head. Even when I block apple from my mind, streams of thoughts whir in the background, as if my brain can't bear not whispering to itself. When I finally give up, a cold worry has twisted its way into my stomach. How am I to teach Helen what language is, when words themselves have no scent, taste, or texture?